Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
Today, I want to talk to you out of, let's just go there to Matthew 5, first of all, Matthew 5. And there's a lot of unrest in our world. No doubt there's a lot of darkness in the world. And number one, light always wins over darkness. And Jesus said that we are the light of the world. Some of the first words that God ever said was, let there be, come on, shout it, class. Why? Light. Let there be light. Light gives us illumination. How many of y'all like me and you get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night? Raise your hand if you get up and go to the bathroom. The rest of you don't? Some of you think it depends. I just wear depends. I just feed a bit. I think what I mean. But you get up in the middle of the night, right, and you start kind of bumping into stuff and feeling stuff because there's hardly any light. But the Bible says the entrance of His Word brings light. So when we go to church and we grow in church, we realize that we might be in this world, and we are, but we are here on a temporary visitation from another kingdom in which Jesus is our King. Somebody ought to give God praise today. Come on. Come on, Weldy. Come on, West Palm. Come on, Sunset Hills. We must remember that God put us here to be light. He put us here to be salt and light. And so we got to figure out how to do that. One of the ways we must realize right now that CNN, anybody ever heard of CNN and Fox News? You ever heard of a situation room? And so they, years ago, they had to come up with a situation room, and they said, we're going to get a situation room. And of course, if you got a situation room, you got to have a situation. So we always got to have a situation. So no matter if the situation is even small, we got to have a situation. Now, I'm friends. I mean, Ed Henry was texting me this morning. I'm friends with a lot of news guys globally and so on. I'm not against news. The owner of Newsmax is there in South Florida, puts us on television. So I'm definitely for Newsmax. Give it up for Newsmax. All the rest of them suck, but Newsmax is good. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Powerade. Okay. So, but you have to be careful, because if you're not careful, what you do is you hear a lot of darkness. And if you hear a lot of darkness, you get to thinking that the whole world's dark. And yes, there are dark situations and there are problems, but the Bible said that we are the light of the world. So if we watch what they watch, we hear what they hear, we say what they say, then we can't be different than them. We got to be different. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, you're different already. I know you are. Come on, tell them. You're different. You need a Tic Tac is what you need. So today, I want to make sure that we are the church that God has called us to be, to walk as salt and light, and to be bright, and to have fun, and not think that the whole world's coming to an end. I can promise you a year from now, as long as your high blood pressure doesn't kill you, you're going to be here. 5 years from now, you're going to be here. And the world's either going to be better or it's going to be worse. Totally, how this is going to happen is not based on policies and procedures, new laws. Laws aren't going to work because people are breaking the law like crazy. So the law and the strength of sin and the law is not the answer. The hope and the light of Jesus is the answer. And we are the church and we are the answer. Come on, give God praise today. So how do we put some handles on this? Well, Matthew 5, I'm glad you asked. It says, blessed, verse 4, blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. This is Jesus speaking. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. And we're in Earth City right now. I told West Palm last week about your story, how we got this church. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Everybody shout, that's me.
That's me.
Come on, shout it like you had breakfast. That's me.
That's me.
Blessed are the mercifuls, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, that's us. We are called to be children of God. Verse 12, rejoice and be exceedingly glad for great is your reward in heaven. Yea, you are salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Verse 14, you are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but they put it on a candlestick. Let your light shine, therefore, before men, light. I want all the campus pastors at Well Then, Earth City, and so on to just kind of mess with your light a minute. Maybe Pastor Paul, and I think Nicole's at Weldon, and Austin's at Florida. Austin can't do this in Florida right now because I told him to get a dimmer, and he didn't get a dimmer. He just bought one that goes on and off. So give it up for Austin just being all on or off. Come on right now. So I see you, Austin. So Austin's on or off, but we got technology. So we come to church and we get our light turned on. Then you go through growth track, which you should today, and you get a little brighter. You hear the word and you get a little brighter and you get a little brighter and you get a little brighter. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you are called to be light. Now remember, if you light this even just a little bit, it's a completely black room. I guess it's black as a black cat eating licorice in a coal bin. It is dark out there. So it's dark and just this little bit of light drives out darkness. It always wins. So the little bit of light that you have not only will give you increasing revelation to be who God's called you to be, and you'll realize, no, I'm not worried about terrorism, socialism, communism, Nazism. All the isms got to go because I know who I am. I am a born-again child of God, called of God to spread hope, to spread light. Come on, somebody. And Jesus is coming back for a glorious church. Come on, play with that, campus guys, just for 1 minute, a little bit. Okay, now I want the campus pastors to do this. Here's what we do. We go to church, we hear the word, we get excited, and then we go to work. I don't want anybody to be offended and think that I'm pushing my agenda on them because I want to be politically correct. The enemy of the church is political correctness. Now, I'm saying that I don't care. I'm not against any religions. I'm not against any people. I am against us as the church putting a lampstand in the middle of the church, and then during the week, we put it over there, and we don't give it up for the campus pastors for doing that right now. And we don't let our light shine. So there is a spirit of the age right now that tries to get us to conform to this world, to keep our mouth shut, and the world needs to hear more than ever some good news, some light, that God is still on the throne, that he still hears marriages, that you don't have to be bound by drugs. Somebody ought to give God praise today. That you don't have to be bound by anything. But we're called to be light. But because we are afraid, what do? Verse 14 again, you're the light of the world, the city that's set on the hill that cannot be hidden. So what we do at Faith Church is we decided not to be intimidated by that spirit of Goliath that says, don't you talk about God. By that Jezebel spirit that makes men run and hide in caves. By that spirit of Herod that came and said, I'm going to threaten to kill all the babies. More than all these spirits that come upon evil men, there is a spirit that is bigger than that, and it's the spirit and the anointing of Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Makedesh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Adonai, Jehovah Elohim. Somebody ought to give God praise today. I'm talking about the name of Jesus. I'm talking about us being salt and light. Now, here, I want you to write this down. You don't have to be like everybody else, but you do have to like everybody. So I go to the gym. Not a lot, not like the Olympian here. There's a pro football player here right now, and I met him before church just a second ago, and he's also an Olympian. And he's so big and muscular in the back. He was huge. I saw him, he hugged me, and I hugged him, and it's like hugging a wall. He was so big when he backed up, it was like, doo, 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 doo. But I don't go, when I go to, I can work out at home, but I don't work out at home because I want to be where lost people are because they give you one of these. And then eventually next time they're like, and then next time they're like, hey man, saw you on TV. Or, hey man, don't even know me. Or like this, like that. Now we're making conversation. Now I don't have to try to be like them. I want to cuss like them. I want to do what they do. I don't have to be like them, but I have to like them. And I happen to like sinners. And for that, you ought to be glad because I pastor a boatload of them. Come on. Come on, Weldon. Come on, Sunset. Especially in Florida, those people are jacked up. Come on, somebody. Now, what we need to do is to make sure that we're obeying God with this thing called the light of the world. And you must remember that you need to know who you really are. You're blessed. You're favored. You're anointed. And here's the deal. As Christians, sometimes Christians are so weak with their faith. They totally, oh, I don't know right now, man. I just got to make sure. No. You need to be singing, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine." You sound good. "I'm going to let it shine." Come on, all campuses. "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." Oh, come on. We got some singers. And I think it should be "this big light of mine." You know, thinking little. We want to reach people that are hellbound at home and touch them with the power of television. Now, let's go to Mark. This is a different account. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Same story. I met a new believer the other day, and he said, "Man, it's so weird. It's like, I think I've already read this part." And I'm like, "Yeah, this you have, but this is a different, this is Luke's account from the crash. This is Mark's account from the crash." See what I'm saying? So that's okay. "And he said unto them, is a candle to be brought and put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid in which shall not be manifested, neither is there anything kept secret that should not come abroad. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear." And then he said, "Take heed what you hear." Now, I want to pause there for a minute and tell you a couple things. One, there's nothing hid that the Holy Spirit doesn't know. So when you are a light and you promote him as light, people will be drawn to your light like a bug. Come on now. Anybody like me and you were really poor and your form of entertainment was a bug zapper? So bugs are drawn to light. People are drawn to light. But as you are becoming the light that God has called for you to be, the side benefit for you is, like today, I took a shower so I'd smell good for you. But the side benefit, I'm clean. So when you come to church, you hear the word and you put the word in your heart and you are a light. Also, this light gives you illumination. So the Lord will tell you what to buy, when to buy it, what to sell, when to sell it. He'll tell you by the Holy Spirit, keep your kid away from them. That's a bad guy. That's a bad girl. Getting quiet in this Presbyterian church today. I'm saying that there's nothing hidden that the Holy Spirit doesn't know. And the more evangelistic you get and the more you help God help people, the more he will bless you. But if you're not interested in helping anybody else because you are in fear of this political system, it'll keep you back. Listen, for every Pharaoh, there must be a Moses. For every Goliath, there must be a David. For every Nebuchadnezzar, there must be a Daniel. For every Jezebel, there must be Elijah. Come on, somebody ought to help me. We are called to be salt and light. Somebody ought to give God praise today. We are the light of the world. We are a city set on a hill. We are called to go into the highways and byways and compel them to come in. The people are lost. They're like a sheep without a shepherd. We're called to help people everywhere we go. Now the other part of this verse that I want you to read is that it says, take heed what you hear, verse 24. Let's all say that. Come on, take heed what you hear. Come on, I can't hear you in Florida. Come on, what?
Take heed what you hear.
Sunset Hills, what?
Take heed what you hear.
You got to be careful what you hear. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So remember when you heard that Y2K was going to kill you? How many of y'all made it? Raise your hand. Over half of you, you made it through Y2K. That's amazing. Remember when anthrax was going to kill you? Remember when all these things come in the Situation Room? This isn't the first time we face racism. Racism is real. But it's not the first time we face it. There was a man that you might not have heard of named Martin Luther King who walked across the bridge and they put fire hoses on these people. They let dogs out on these people. But that doesn't mean that all white people are bad, and it doesn't mean that all black people are bad. We are the church of Jesus Christ, and no matter what the pigmentation of your skin is, somebody ought to shout amen. We are not victims. We are victors, and we're not going to be a slave of fear, trepidation. Somebody ought to help me right now. People are nervous right now. Oh, I hope it's okay. Trust me, it's okay. We've been dealing with this junk. I wanted to say crap, but I didn't feel like it'd be appropriate. We've been dealing with racism, socialism, terrorism, Nazism, devilism, mother-in-law-isms. I went too far there, didn't I? Even the Holy Ghost is like, nah, hey, back off down there. But we shouldn't be afraid, because people right now, the enemy is trying to pit us against one another. He's trying to pit religion against religion, gender against gender. And when the last time I checked, Jesus wasn't Republican and he wasn't Democrat. Jesus was stuck in the middle, come on somebody, between two thieves. Help me, son. Somebody, I'm preaching better than you're amen right now. Maybe my mic's not on. I don't know. Check one, two. I said, Jesus was stuck in the middle. So what are you? What are we? We're stuck in the middle. I'm going to love a Republican. I'm going to love a Democrat. I want to love attorneys. I've made my decision. We're stuck in the middle. Now, growing up, here's what I saw. I saw a bunch of people go to church, and they all hung around the light, but they didn't go shed the light. And they were real quiet about the light. And they're real judgmental about those people out there. So they didn't even, the Bible says that we're supposed to love God. We're supposed to hate sin, but love the sinner. So now we're loving God. But somehow in the church world, my dad would always find the 1% that we didn't agree on. And then spend 100% of his time arguing about the 1% we don't agree on. Then I got to thinking, I think down here in my rib area. Come on, let's thank God for ribs right now. God, we thank you, Lord, for ribs. God, I ask you to ask McDonald's to bring back the McRib. Come on, somebody else. So I got to thinking, the church for a long time is focused on the 1% that we don't agree on. And they spend 100% of their time on the 1%. I say that we find out 1% we do agree on, and then spend 100% of our time loving and celebrating the 1%, which is Jesus. Somebody ought to shout amen. This will give us light and life so that we can be who God called us to be, because we are the hope of the world. Jesus is coming back. And when he comes back, you're going to see it on CNN. They're going to have a real situation. And they're going to say, there is something coming out of the sky. And because they don't go to faith church, they don't know. But if you read the book of Revelation, it says that there'll be this guy coming back on a white horse, and he'll have a big old bloody vest that says faithful and true, and there'll be a sword coming out of his mouth. And the dead in Christ that are there and remaining, they will arise in the air to meet him. And so CNN and Fox News and everybody's going to cover this happening, and you're going to see it on your Instagram feed while you're going up. Somebody ought to help me right now. But Jesus said, I'm coming back for a glorious church, a spotless church, not an emaciated church, beat down, whipped down, nobody's interested. We are the symbol and the hope of the world. The church of Jesus Christ has faced this problem before and will face it again. We're having love riots.
That's good, preacher. I like it. You seem to be excited.
My gosh. I'm stoked about what God's doing. Come to find out, we are the answer to racism. We are the answer to communism. We're the answer to terrorism. No plague will come nigh my dwelling. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, and my God. In him will I trust. No weapon formed against me will prosper in the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to help me right now. And if you go to your school like that, oh Lord Jesus, I'm preaching good up in here right now. Oh, I like this church. Now, we are light. I think they might have a picture. I don't know. Me and Nicole had lunch last week, dinner in Jupiter, Florida. I don't know if they got that up there or not, because there's a lighthouse coming out of Nicole's head. Okay, so that was the other night. She's going to kill me, because she's, even when I posted it on Instagram, she said, I hate the way I look. And I'm like, I like it. And I love that lighthouse coming out of the top of her head. We're in Jupiter, Florida. That lighthouse has been there since the 1800s. Now you see that dock going out there in the water. After I was done eating, I took off walking down there. There were some people sitting over here on the left, and some people over the right, and I was being a light in a low key kind of way. So that means all the time, I'm walking, shining the light. I'm just waiting for you to say, hi. And I go, hi. Well, I said hi to one couple, and they're like, hi. And then I kept walking. I said hi to another couple, and they said, hi. And then I said, they were a little friendlier, hi. And I said, where are y'all from? They said, oh, we're from Connecticut. I said, oh, awesome. Tell me about that. What am I doing? I'm showing interest in them. They don't know. See what I'm saying? But a lot of people go, they went to Jupiter and they're like, well, hey, we're going out in the world. We went to church. Hide the bulletins. Hide everything. We don't want anybody to know about it. No, we're the light of the world. Should it be hid under a bed? No. I ask you a question. Should it be hid under a bed?
No.
Should you not share your faith?
No.
Jesus said, if you deny me, this is the part that's scary. If you deny me before them, I will deny you before him. So everywhere we go, everybody we see, we need to be on the make telling them, not necessarily about Jesus, but being nice to them. You'd be surprised how many horses will drink if you lead them up to the water. Look at you. Some of y'all clipping right now. Look, you see that right now? Another couple I met there, probably 60-something. Hi. Hi. Where are y'all from? They moved from a distant city. They live there now. Where do you live? We live in West Palm. What are you doing all the way in Jupiter? Well, we came up here. We didn't really have anything to do tonight. You could tell they were bored, stupid. Had no friends. And I said, do you guys go to church? Amen. Yeah, and they said the name of the church they go to, but it's really big and we don't really know anybody. I go, see how friendly I am? Everybody at my church is like this. Where's your church? Oh, it's Faith Church. Come on, we got to take her over there. Come on, I like that guy. Who's that guy right there? I got pro athletes. I got judges. I got attorneys. Y'all be quiet. I got one guy over there. Woo! Everybody practice it. Let's shout it together. Woo! Here's the good news. If you're wondering, how much longer is it going to be? I decided today I was going to broadcast from this campus everywhere just so I can stay and really harass you for a long time. So your hot pocket's going to burn. So here's my point. You say, why are you talking about that? Because this is the way you really do it. This is how you win people to the Lord. So he said, well, then they go, I knew it. I saw you on the billboards. So then Nicole sees me. She's way over there, but she knows what's happening. She's coming in. These are Christians, which is great. But you know, you can't just go to the church of your choice. A church alive is worth a drive. So if God calls you here, you got to drive from wherever you drive from to do whatever God called you to do. And so I wasn't trying to steal anybody out of anybody's church, but if you're just bored and you're happy and you're not connecting to something's weird, the Holy Spirit will lead you. I was led to these people. Talking to them. So Nicole comes over, and I started talking about Nicole's new book. Then Ashton came over, and I said, Ashton, sing for him. So Ashton starts singing. Thank God she sang her Christian song. She started singing. And they said, watch the Holy Spirit lead it. They said, that's our favorite song. What was happening? The light was coming on. Maybe that's my church. Maybe that's where I'm supposed to be. I bet I look really weird right now, don't I? When I do this for 5 minutes, I can't see anybody. While ago, I did it. I tried to read my Bible. I'm like, screw that for a couple more minutes. I don't know what the world's going on. And I want to preach out of my spirit because I can't see. But see what I'm saying? I was nice. Nicole was nice. Ashton could sing. She's nice. Then we left. Got in the car, and I heard in here. Now, remember the Holy Spirit. This will make you rich. This will keep you from getting divorced. This will keep you out of the wrong place. You listen to the light that's in you. Remember it says that that the Holy Spirit will lead you, and he would illuminate to you the secret things. Verse 22 said, there's nothing hidden which we will not be manifested. Nothing is kept secret. So everything in your life happens in here. So if you could see inside your spirit right now, there's a big light in there. You go to church, gets bright. Listen to Fox News, goes down. Hear the word, goes up. There's different levels of brightness. Here, if you're in Florida, you're just on or you're off because Austin's just not that bright. He went there and he just bumped him. I didn't mean it. Yes, I did. Okay. Weldon Sunset, everybody else has got it. Send him to college. So watch this. I get in the car in Jupiter, and I hear in here, there's books in the back of this car. Go get that book. So I went and got the book, went to get Nicole, and I said, hey, she got in the car. I said, you need to sign this book, and we knew their name. And I said, Ashton, you need to go take it to them. She said, we don't have a pen. I can't find a pen. She said, can you believe I wrote a book and I don't have a pen? So she's got to go back into the restaurant. Seems like a lot of trouble, but if Jesus came all the way from heaven, died on a cross, hung and bled, a crown of thorn on his head, pierced his side, pierced his hands and his feet, and you're like, I'll catch him next time. Wouldn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, Jesus. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate that. Can I get one more amen from anywhere? Anywhere. So then Ashton ran up, gave him the book. So what's the big story? Did they come to church? I don't know. I'm not there. I can't actually see right now, but I assume they're there. Maybe that's not the point. The point is, the Bible says, one plants, another waters, but the Lord gives the increase. One plants, one waters. So a lot of people here at, you know, Weldon and all the other campuses going, you know what, I wish my son to get saved. Will you pray for my son? Please pray for my son. My son's a hellbound sinner, actually, just like his daddy. I knew I shouldn't have married his daddy, and he's just like his daddy. I want my son to get saved. You're fixated on the wrong thing. If you sow, you reap. So you sow into someone else's son, God will send somebody that they respect more, or their wall is down a little bit more, and they'll show light into their life. And if you're not straight up cray-cray, they might come to your church someday. Especially since you have such an attractive preacher. I'm talking about Nicole right now. Come on, somebody. Now, are you following me so far? Raise your hand if you're following me so far. Raise your hand if you wish the person next to you would not have raised their hand. Their right guard turned left. Come on, who are you? 1 John 1:5. Let's go there. This is very important. 1 John 1:5. Ready? Read. I always wanted to do that. Dre, come here. Let's just play this game. Give me a mic. Dre, I work with Dre every day. She's phenomenal. She just got married not long ago to my musical director of West Palm Beach. So in West Palm, I want you to read here in 1 John 1:5, maybe 7, but give it a minute. So one day, I don't know, Daniel here? Is he another kid? Where's Daniel? Daniel, come here. So one day, Daniel, he's working at our Florida church, right? Daniel's down there. He's an MD. He's lived in Florida his whole life. And so he comes up. He's like, Pastor Dave, I need to talk to you. We need to go. Can we talk? I said, sure, Dan. He's because one of the most incredible. He can play everything, even the lottery. I just sense that by the Holy Ghost right now. No, I'm just kidding. So he tells me, he said, we need to go to lunch if we can. So I said, let's go to lunch. So we go to this pizza place. They're on, Clematis? Clematis. And so he said, I need to ask a question.
I'd like to transfer to St. Louis. And I'd already kind of seen what was happening. You know? I said, why? He said, the Lord just leading me. How many of y'all know that looks like the Holy Ghost right there? So he's telling me his heart is so sweet. And I'm like, man, yeah, I mean, we're going to miss you in Florida, but, you know, when do you want to move? And he's like, right now. I said, you know, it gets cold up there in the wintertime. He's like, I don't plan on being cold, Pastor. So then the next time he meets me, he said, I'd like to ask you a question. I said, what? He said, me and Dre have been talking. I said, have you now? It was so sweet, so honorable. He's like, I want permission. I want to ask you as her spiritual father for her hand in marriage. That was honorable or what? Look at that boy. Come on, give it over this cat. Go sit down. Look what the Lord blessed him with. Come on, tell me God won't bless you. Come on, somebody ought to praise God. So read it. I've always wanted to say, like, read.
God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
Oh!
If you were like, who are you going to...
Hang on. Right there they always say, hang on a minute. Go ahead.
If you were like, who are you going to shine it for? Who will you text this week? I think that's your point.
Yeah, that's my point. You got to read the Bible. That's me. We got to work on this a little bit. We didn't practice this. But you got the voice. Anybody ever heard that? Read. That's all I need. I just want to play a game. Give it up for Joy. She's reading. Then she goes, who will you text this week to invite them to church? Oh, man, I like having all the time. Sometimes it's nice not to get chased by the cops. Just stay here. Cops are out there waiting on me. Where they at? If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie. And we do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Stop lying to yourself. I'm a Christian. What kind are you? I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. Really? Or, no, I'm not that guy, that's for sure. You're dim. If we're a lighthouse, if we're a city on a hill, if we say we're Christians, who are we going to allow our light to shine for this week? I have a question. Who are you going to text this week? That's how it's done right there. So we got this phone, and we can text somebody. Anybody familiar with the smartphone? Raise your hand if you have a phone. You're liars. Raise your hand. Everybody in here has a phone. Come on. You can just text people and tell them something. I was just at church today, and I prayed for you. Wow. They'll probably text you back. Say, thanks. Maybe emoji. All different colors. Depending on whether they're tanning. Or they'll give you the praying hand sign. Or they may say, you have no idea how bad I needed that right now. Because just like this week where we are about to experience the solar eclipse where everything becomes dark for a moment. A lot of people are experiencing a solar eclipse in their life and everything is dark for a minute while they're going through the depression. It's dark while they're going through the divorce. It's dark while they're going through this debilitating thing called dialysis. This is an incredible thing that you have the opportunity to minister with. Share a YouTube link. It's Pastor Nicole's sermon. Here's a text. Here is a scripture. The fact is, 53% of the people in America, 53%, are never ever going to go to church. Ever. That's why we go to them.
Now, I don't like this, but it happens. I was at Goodwill in West Palm a couple weeks ago with Ashton. And we were just hanging out. She loves shopping at Goodwill, and I like it because it's reasonable. Some guy looks up, and he sees me. He goes, "Oh! Brenda! It's Pastor Dave!" So because it was such a violent yell, everybody looked up. And here I am like, oh my gosh. He runs over with his phone, says, "Can I have a picture?" He's got a wife beater on, cigarettes, and his lighter. And he goes, "You've changed our life." And he starts telling, 2 years ago, they were going through a hard time. They turned on the television, and you could tell they didn't have much. He said, "You have no idea. He changed your life." He tells the story. Now he's taking the picture, and other people are lining up now because they're like, "Oh my gosh, you don't mind, and it's not a problem. I love it. Thank you." And so we're standing there, and I got my arm over his arm. He looks at me and he says, "Where's your church again?" And I thought, to him, he never really waited all the way to the end to find out Palm Beach Lakes High School. He just knew, for the first time, I'm actually going to church. So for him, and I don't think that's best at all, but for him, illumination was coming, and he thought, "I've come a long way. I'm going to church every Sunday through TV." So I'm glad that he's not going to hell. But if you want to stop living hell on earth, you go to church, you get in Growth Track, somebody ought to help me right now. You connect with God, you connect with people, you discover your purpose, you make a difference. So these are the 53% out there who are on their way to hell. Who's going to reach them? "Well, that's why we pay you, PD. Give my tithes and offerings and you go do your thing. Isn't that what we pay you to do?" Well, kind of. But you have a lot of influence that I don't have. You know the person right next to you that if you would just simply take a bulletin to work and keep it on your desk, if you would simply put the High God book there for conversation, the chances are, because we spend millions, millions, $25,000 check goes out of here every single month just for St. Louis airtime. $25,000 to $30,000 for Florida every month. Boom, billboards. The one there on 95, $7,000 every 30 days. Seems like a lot of money. It does until you get people saved, until people say, "I needed a sign," and I asked God for a sign, and there it was. How expensive is this? Come on, somebody ought to give God praise. So, yes, we throw out the big, broad net. I'm almost done. But you have influence. So as we close today, West Palm, Sunset, Weldon, make sure today when you leave, you don't leave like this. Make sure today when you leave, you don't even leave like this. And again, Florida, my apologies. Make sure you're listening to worship music. You're hearing the word. You know who you are. You know what you're called to do, and you leave knowing, you know why? I am a light in a dark world, and people are needing help more than ever, and I'm going to find the 1% that we do agree on, and I'm going to be like Jesus, stuck in the middle, and I'm going to bring the Republicans and the Democrats, the blacks, the whites, the Latinos, the Asians. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now, and we are going to be the church of Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to give God praise today, because we are not going to be a dumbed down church. We're going to be a church that looks at the prodigal and says, "I'm not pointing the finger at you this way. I'm pointing the finger at you this way," saying, "We're here to put a ring on your finger, a robe on your back, that God is not mad at you, but He is madly in love with you." And we are the church of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the salt of the earth, called to do something big for Jesus. Every head bowed and every eye closed, nobody looking around, all campuses. Now, God's going to see your hand, and I won't see your hand if you're on the online campus or something like that, but we have cameras everywhere. I can see. God sees everything. I want to see the people who would raise their hands today and say, "Pastor, I'm convicted. I have not shined my light like I need to." Come on, raise your hand. Let God see that right now. If you deny Him before men, He will deny you before your Father. Come on, this should be everybody. If you didn't bring somebody to church today, you should have your hand up, because it is you, sir. You can put it down. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I'm so sorry for the sin of shame of the gospel. I will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And when I leave today, I'm going to come up with angles, ideas to share my faith with everyone, everywhere. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, Amen. Give the Lord a hand today for His word. Check out this information.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.